quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played. Golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Good to be with you, as always, at Real Golf on X, Real Golf Radio on the rest of social media, and where your favorite podcasts are found. Thanks to you who tune in and listen on a regular basis. We appreciate that here in year 27 of talking golf with you on Real Golf Radio. Here we go. FedEx Cup playoff events are underway. There's three of them beginning this week in Memphis, Tennessee, for the FedEx St. Jude Classic. And already, Bob, we've been treated to some exciting action as day number one, Jordan Spieth shot 5 under par and looked like Jordan Spieth of old. He was hitting good shots, tee shots, driving it well, putting it well, all of that. And then day two, Scottie Scheffler said, hey, don't forget about me. I know I haven't won since January, but I'm fixing to do a little some of that this week as he gets himself right into the top of the leaderboard with a birdie barrage on a hot and muggy course there in Memphis.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy to see week after week after week now on the PGA Tour, even beginning back at the Open Championship where guys shot 62. And then it seems like every week, 61, 60, 59, 61 again this week. Guys are really starting to light it up, and it's really, really fun to watch how guys are playing right now here as we wind down the regular season of the PGA Tour.
68-61, as you mentioned. Scottie Scheffler, man, he absolutely destroyed Rory McIlroy in that second round. We'll talk about Rory coming up. We'll talk about LIV Golf. We're going to talk about schedule going into FedEx Fall. We got so many things to cover. U.S. Amateur being played at Marion. Boy, that has been some fun viewership. Hats off to the USGA for not only selecting great venues, but the coverage has been outstanding as well. But meanwhile, back at the FedEx Cup, first playoff event, Scottie Scheffler with a 3-shot lead over Sungjae Im and Victor Hovland. We'll touch on that, hit the rest of the leaderboard, get you up to date on some of the storylines, hear from Jordan Spieth, and find out why he's so optimistic about next year, and then run through the playoff scenarios still to come over the next couple of weeks. We're just getting into it. The caddy will be by. I know you love him. We'll get him on the show as well. Stay tuned. We're just getting started right here on Real Golf Radio.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Strategic AI leadership without the $300,000 hire. You don't have time to figure out AI, where it's going, and how to integrate it in your business. So don't. That's our job. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. A complete AI system built around how you actually work. The busy work gets handled, your people get their time back, and while your competitors are still talking about AI, you are already using it. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah, broadcasting there this week and overlooking the absolutely incredible scenery. Snow Canyon is the backdrop with the red mountains and the black lava leading out into the green fairways, white sand. It is something to behold for sure. And a little new look this week as the bleachers and the hospitality grandstands around the 18th hole are under construction in preparation for the upcoming Bank of Utah Championship coming up the 1st through the 4th of October. Go to blackdesertresort.com for all the details on how you can be here that week and enjoy the action. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be cool. And I love what the PGA Tour has done, and I think they'll continue to put this emphasis for these events, because Brian Rolapp's whole thing is scarcity. Not scarcity in number of events so much as making sure each event has meaning. And the way it's currently set up is if you don't make it into the top 70 and you're not playing this week, you have a lot of incentive to play those eight events in the FedEx Fall. Now, how about the players that are inside the playoffs? Do you see any of the big names that made the playoffs? Will they play FedEx Fall? Well, they will, because 51 through 60 get into the signature event, and that's the way things shake up at the end of FedEx Fall, not as it currently stands. So congratulations after next week if you are 51 to 60, but just know that the rest of those players outside of that, they're going to be gunning for those 10 spots that are available to get into the first two signature events of 2027, and those points will continue to add up through the FedEx Fall. So players will want to compete at the Bank of Utah Championship in hopes of improving their position and getting into those that 51 to 60 category, which gets them into the first two signature events. And Bob, the reason that's key is because that really sets the table for the rest of the season. Getting in those first two, the amount of points you can accumulate and the amount of money that goes along with it enables you to kind of continue your season, hopefully playing in those signature events, which is, that's the name of the game right now.
Yeah, and then the other thing that's really kind of interesting for next year as well is that Aeon 5, which if you are the top point earners in the Aeon 5, then you get into the next signature event. So not only do you have the opportunity at the end of the year to get into the 51 to 60 category and be able to play those first two, but then you've got an opportunity to move up, and that opportunity comes in between signature events. So you gotta get going. You gotta get off to a quick start. And it's really, really important that you have a great fall finish, no doubt.
All right, meantime, let's get to this week's event, FedEx St. Jude Championship. We're talking TPC Southwind there in Memphis. And how about Scottie Scheffler, Bob? Yeah. 68-61. How good was he on Friday when he opens with five straight birdies and six in seven holes, goes on to shoot that nine under par round of 61? Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that was with two bogeys on the round. He had 11 birdies. So amazing golf. The great thing about what we're seeing is that it still matters. It still matters to Scotty. He wants to compete. He wants to do the things that he needs to do to win golf tournaments. He probably doesn't feel like he's won enough this year. His only win came at the beginning of the year in the American Express. But he's had five top two finishes, an additional eight top 10 finishes, a couple of finishes outside the top 20. No, excuse me, a couple finishes inside the top 25 and only one missed cut. And knowing Scotty, he is a competitor and he wants to win golf tournaments.
On Friday, he was number one in the field in strokes gained approach the green. He was number one in strokes gained putting, which made him number one strokes gained total, of course. He was tied for second in driving accuracy and number one in putts per green in regulation. And he made over 110 feet of putts, which put him fifth for the day, which is just unbelievable. The 11 birdies also best in the field for that second round. So, yeah, I mean, you look at that and you go, hey, Scotty's obviously got it going on. I love that the fire burns in him. You know, you listen to Rory McIlroy sometimes and you go, well, I mean, we're going to get into Rory, but Rory's kind of like, yeah, it's important that I'm here. It's a big event for the PGA Tour. I think it's important that I show up, you know, that kind of thing. Scotty's like, hey, look, to your point, I haven't won since January. I want to get out there and win. Like, I need some wins. And
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if his goal was to sweep the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the interesting thing is, Scotty put a new driver in play in the second round.
Really?
He put the QI4 driver in
40
by TaylorMade. And up until this point, yesterday, he had the QI10 in play from TaylorMade. And that was the driver that he's primarily used all year long. The QI4 was only in play for three events so far this year, and he switched in between rounds to the QI4 and played extremely well. But the difference of 34 putts in the first round, I think, is what it was, and 24 putts or 23 putts in the second round. And that's when you'll shoot 68 or 61.
Yeah, I thought, you got to, that's what all the players have been saying this week about TPC Southwind is if you put it in the fairway, there's birdies on every hole.
Yes.
If you miss the fairway, you're really happy with a par at that point in time, right? And so
all the par fives are reachable.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can really shoot some good scores, and that's what Scotty did. It seemed like every hole he was within about 10 feet and was making the majority.
Sungjae Im and Victor Hovland are three shots back at 8 under par. Ludvig Åberg is in fourth position at -7. There's a guy we got to talk about. I would say that if you're asking Ludvig, it's got to be a disappointing year for him. I think we all expected quite a bit more out of Åberg this year. When you look at the -6s, you see Jordan Spieth in there, Tommy Fleetwood. Jordan got off to that really hot start with a 65 and led after round number one, but then only could muster a 69 in the second round. You know, opens with birdie, looked like he was right back where he left off, but a couple of bogeys on 2 and 4, you know, made the turn in +1. Birdied at 13 finally, but only to give it right back at 14. And then it was nice to finish birdie par to be able to get in the house at 69 for Jordan Spieth. And we're going to hear from him in just a second. But what's your thoughts on Jordan for what you've seen out of two rounds this week?
You know, he hasn't done a lot of great stuff with his game as far as ball striking. I think in only three categories is he inside the top 50 on tour. But yet he said in comments that he's made that I've heard is that he's putting a ton of pressure on himself. And now it's just about going out there and playing and letting the chips fall where they may. And currently he's inside the top 50, started the week at 54th and he's currently 44th right now. So as he continues to play well going forward, then, you know, these next two rounds are pretty critical for him.
We're going to hear from him coming up in the next segment, but he has a lot of optimism going into next season. So I love hearing that. He's a guy that, you know, really did a lot of the things that we saw Scotty do. He just didn't sustain it really past that second season. You know, it was a couple of seasons of – he almost won the Grand Slam, for crying out loud, in 2015. Yep. He had, the two firsts and then missed the Open Championship getting
into that playoff.
And then
finished second to Jason Day.
Yeah, at Whistling Straits. Yeah. Yep. So I mean, he was right there and playing some high level golf, and then just sort of went away for a little while. But that was a little surprising. I mentioned Rory McIlroy. When you look at Rory playing alongside Scottie Scheffler, I mean, you couldn't see two players on the opposite ends of inspiring. Rory, you know, 74-70. He's four over par and tied for 60th, and really looked pretty much disinterested.
I was going to say that exact word. I was thinking the same thing when it came out of your mouth. And almost, you know, disinterested, so to speak, since the Masters, when he won his second Masters championship, his second green jacket back to back. So it's really interesting to me that the PGA Tour has a benchmark of 15 events that you have to play. It looks like Rory playing the next two. This one and the next two is only going to get to 14 and has to get special dispensation from the PGA Tour to continue to keep his status and his card because he hasn't reached the minimum. So the PGA Tour has of course given that to him, and he's not going to have a problem. But, you know, Rory McIlroy is one of the top players in the game right now and currently at +4 through two rounds, tied for 60th.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Jordan Spieth. We'll talk about Rory and what might be going on there. Plus, a lot of live news that we got to get into. U.S. Amateur going on. So much to get through. Plus, we'll outline how these playoffs roll on, and then what's still at stake for the FedEx fall and how important those are. So we'll talk about all of those topics and more. Caddy joins us on the back nine, hour number two. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, as we look at the first event in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Where are you at, by the way? This is 20 years of the playoffs. Where do you stand on this one? To me, it feels like they've almost got it right, and we only probably have one more year of this.
Yeah, the iterations have been quite a few, four or five or more. And now we're talking about, as we get into the playoffs in 2028, we're talking about match play for that tour championship. So it's kind of interesting to see that they've gone through so much, from spotting scores and all that kind of thing. But you know what? It's all going to be okay. It continues to roll on, and we still crown a champion at the end of every year.
It's a balance, because unlike maybe some of the other sports, it doesn't come down to two teams or two players,
right,
in this case.
Right.
And so you've got 30 players, right? Or consider all 30 teams are competing for the NBA championship, you know, or what have you. And so they want to give some weight to the regular season. Why? Well, because that's where the money comes from. The money comes from the sponsors. And for, you know, the players, they want to incentivize the players to play those regular season events. You really don't want Rory's approach to the PGA Tour calendar, do you? I mean,
no.
Essentially, after winning the Masters, he all but said, the only thing that's really important to me right now is playing and winning major championships. And
correct,
he said at the Open Championship that he's not real, you know, the PGA Tour isn't really getting his juices going. He's not real super excited about the PGA. Okay, thanks a lot. Right? Like, this is your guy that's supposed to be one of your top promoters of the game. And then he shows up at the first FedEx event this week, and he's like, well, I just think it's, you know, it's a big event for the tour, so I figured it's important for me to show up. It'd be good for me to show up. Oh, really? Okay, thanks. And by the way, this is coming from a guy that's been pretty much a Rory fan, you know, for most of his career.
Yeah.
And I most of the time think that, you know, Rory is very, you know, insightful and has a lot of good things to say and willing to say things. And I guess right now he's continuing that trend. His attitude just isn't really pro PGA Tour or pro competitive golf, if you will. It's almost like, hey, I've earned my place to really only show up for big events, and I really only care about the big events. Now, let's break that down just a little bit. To his point, where he stands, all he has to do is show up and be in that top 30 going into Eastlake, and he has just as good a chance at winning the Tiffany Trophy
and the
bonus money as if he had played well, you know, in these first two events.
Mm-hmm.
He's also so far behind Scotty that he doesn't have an opportunity to jump out this week and next and steal that away from Scotty, the big $22 million bonus. And so I guess to his point, he doesn't have a whole lot of incentive, which is why I think probably some things need to be changed. But it certainly has come a long ways from Vijay, when he won the FedEx Cup by simply walking around the golf course regardless
just
of what he shot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So to give you a little idea of Rory McIlroy and what he's been able to accomplish, Rory McIlroy is undoubtedly one of the top players of his generation. Joined the PGA Tour in 2010, and he's played 284 events on the PGA Tour, of which he's made 252 cuts. So he's only missed, 32 cuts? He has 30 wins on tour and 12 wins internationally. 13 seconds, 11 thirds, 86 top fives, 137 top tens, and 196 top 25s. He's only withdrawn twice in tournament history since he's been on the PGA Tour, and his total earnings currently right now on the PGA Tour is $116,446,772. So when you look at Rory McIlroy, he's kind of at the point in his career where, yeah, majors and the players and maybe the playoffs get his juices going, where normal career or normal regular tour events don't keep those juices going. And that's what's going to be tough for him over the next little while.
Well, apparently it's not money, although Rom says he's never played the game for money. I guess, although he seemed to be happy to take it from Liv when he went over there. But it doesn't seem to be about money, because at the end of the next week, the BMW Championship,
yep,
they are going to hand out bonus money,
yes,
for based on your position. Okay?
Yep.
So you're talking about first position, which looks like it'll be Scottie Scheffler. He's going to get $22 million in BMW Championship cash, along with $1 million deferred annuity.
There you go.
Does the $1 million even matter at that point in time?
I don't think you needed the deferred annuity of $1 million, because guess what? You've already got plenty.
How much are you going to make off that
deferred annuities?
Yeah. How much are you going to make off that 22? Now, everybody gets, you know, the top five all get that $1 million deferred, but second costs you $10 million. Hey, congratulations. Yeah. Although it's not that much of a consolation, you get $12 million bonus. Third is seven. Fourth is 5.5. Fifth is 4.4. Rounding out the top 10, it goes to 3.4, 2.5, 1.7, 1.05, which is basically a winner's check for a lot, yep, of tournaments. And then 10th place gets a bonus of $760,000 plus another $550,000 deferred.
That's correct. And so that gets paid out all the way down to 50 spots, because those 50 spots are going to be playing through that BMW Championship. And 50th, you get $50,000.
Yeah, cash, okay? Right then.
Cash.
Plus $250,000 deferred.
Yep. And then, as far as the deferred money is concerned, guys that finish 86th to 100th on the PGA Tour make $140,000 in deferred, and 101 to 125 make $100,000. Deferred.
So just make it an inside the top 125, even though it doesn't, yes, get your card. If, yep, for the season, you're going to get a little $100,000 bonus. Although it's deferred.
$75 more if you finish inside the top 70 and make it into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're throwing around lots of money right now, and it's mind-blowing understand that,
yes,
there's this much.
So Scotty's going to take home $22 million bonus next week.
Yep.
I don't see anybody knocking him off where he's at
right
now. And then, right, they're going to reset everything, and they're going to go play for a $40 million purse at Eastlake for the Tour Championship. 30, yep, players, $40 million. The winner, $10
million. $10 million. Second place is $5 million. Giddy
again,
up.
Not a bad consolation.
No,
you top,
not at all.
You top 10, you're going to make $745,000.
Yeah.
At, yeah, Eastlake. If just for showing up at Eastlake, you're getting $355,000. I mean, there's a lot of us that work really hard for, you know, 12 months of the year to try to chase that 355 number.
Yeah.
You know what? Just for showing up for the week. Now, again, they've earned their right. They've earned their spot, all that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But yeah. So
these
are
the best players in the world. Absolutely.
And they're getting bonused. And a lot of this has to do with, you know, this all, a lot of this came about because of Liv and what happened and all that money. Is it sustainable? I don't know. That's the question mark. I don't know that we're necessarily going to see the same kind of money, you know, going into that 28 season. Maybe it'll level off just a little bit because Liv 2.0 probably will look much smaller than it than Liv 1.0 with unlimited cash. So we'll get into that Liv discussion coming up next. But yeah, it for at least for now, that's what our regular season and FedEx is all about. And then of course fall, there's 8 events with money not as big, but more importantly, yeah, money's important, but the points are very important. 500 for a dub. And you want to try to make sure you're inside the top 100 A so you have a place to play next year. But also, if you can, scoot yourself up into that 51 to 60 category and get you in the first two signature events of next year. Hey, Jordan Spieth, real quickly, Bob, let's transition before we run out of time. Jordan Spieth, as we teased this a couple of times, he had a really good first round shot, 65. And afterwards, these were his comments about the state of his game.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I think the tougher part was that the last couple of years, I was very clearly going on this direction. Like, I was not as good as I was earlier in the season, and I had a lull this season from essentially Memorial through the British, where I was kind of trying to press something that I probably didn't need to, and it got me in trouble, but I stayed on it for 5 or 6 weeks and didn't get many results there. But the rest of the season, statistically, has been very good. I just missed a lot of those big events of just finishing in the top 20 like I did most of the other events this year, which would have left this week to be completely stress-free. But outside looking in versus inside, you know, trying to hold on to it is a little different mentality, maybe helpful. But after a good start, you know, that all changes, right? So I just feel that as I just mentioned, I'm just in a very different place about the game of golf than I was the last couple seasons setting into this event. And again, if it was going to work out, great. If it doesn't, it's like, I know next year's going to be an awesome year for me. So it takes a lot of the stress off of this week.
Really, there's so much to unpack there. I mean,
I love it. I love his optimism at the end there.
I mean, he's pre-framing it though. I don't know that people, like, that's unusual. That's unusual that he's already saying, I know I'm going to have a good year next year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of time between now and next year.
And let's look at what he was able to do this year in 21 events. I mean, he made 18 cuts, but he had no wins, no top twos, no top threes, no top fives, no top tens, 9 top 25s in 21 events. And he's made almost $3 million. And he just gets in to the playoffs, the top 70, currently or 54th starting the week. And as projected right now, if he were to finish where he's at right now, tie for fourth, he would be 44th, which would allow him to play next week at the BMW. But here's a guy that, you know, people would look at that week and, or look at that year and go, man, give me a chance to make almost $3 million. Give me that chance. And whatever happens, happens. But here's a kid that in his time on tour, he's made pretty close to $70 million in what he's been able to accomplish with his skills and his play.
Is it 13?
13 wins. Yeah. 13 wins on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, 13 wins. But it's been 4 years since his last win on the PGA Tour. And as you pointed out, not a single top 10 this year. The only player in the top 70 to make the playoffs without a top 10. That is remarkable for sure. But, hey, it's sort of so Jordan Spieth, isn't it, that that he was able to do that. I just think it's so interesting that he said that. He's in a different place, such a better place than he's been in a long time. That's what he said when it comes to
maturity.
Golf.
Maturity-wise?
I thought he was mature beyond his years when he was. But he said his perspective has changed. But he knows regardless of what happens, he is going to have a very good year next year. Now, my first thought that comes to mind is that means he's going to have a great year, and he's going to win. Now, he very well may say, I'm going to have a great year next year, regardless of what happens. And maybe to him, that means he's just going to be healthy and he's going to have a good attitude and he's going to enjoy playing the PGA Tour, regardless of whether he wins, makes a top 10 or a top 50 or whatever. Maybe that's what he's saying. What I'm interpreting, and I, so that's why it's always hard to know inside the mind, but he says, I know it's going to be a good year next year. When I hear him say that, I think he's saying, you know, we're gonna see 2015-esque. Okay, I don't know that he has to be full 2015, but we're gonna see more of 2015 Jordan Spieth than we've seen of recent years.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then what is it that he's seeing? What is it that he's why is that going to be the case next year when it hasn't been this year? And he said he pressed on something for a big majority of the big events this year, and it cost him.
Yep.
And that's also fascinating. Okay. He's like, I know I'm playing better. I know I'm better than this, but I'm going to stick with this one thing I've been working on that's screwing my game up. And then I'm going to get off.
And he said I carried it along too much.
Yeah. But
the
he
last
knows
five,
he did.
5-6 weeks.
But he knows he did, but he did it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that zone of temporary insanity that the candidate likes to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I let's not break it down so crazy and just say, I love that Jordan, to your point, I love that Jordan feels positive. I love the optimism for next year. That makes me optimistic for next year. I've been a Jordan Spieth fan for a long time, and I would love to see Jordan get back to playing top-level elite golf because he's entertaining, he's fun, he's exciting, and he shares that journey throughout his round, doesn't he, with his conversations with Michael Greller, his caddy. And so it's just he's a fun player to watch and brings a lot to the PGA Tour and the entertainment value of each event that he competes in. And so here's hoping that whatever he's feeling, whatever he's discovered, whatever seems to be unlocked or freed up actually does come to fruition next year or Jordan Spieth. We'll take a break. More of the show continues next, including the reports on LIV Golf, John Rahm's potential departure, and how that might impact LIV 2.0. We'll talk about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Put your house to work with a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, featuring a fixed intro rate of 3.74% APR for 6 months, then as low as 7.25%, up to 18% variable APR. Refresh your home, consolidate debt, or cover other expenses, all with Mountain America's special intro rate. Apply today at macu.com/intro. Loans on approved credit, membership required, based on eligibility. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Take advantage of 50% bonus trade-in on all new inline golf clubs. Browse hundreds of new inline drivers, fairways, irons, wedges, and putters to get 50% in bonus trade-in value. Now is a great time to try this year's hottest clubs and upgrade your current clubs at Uinta Golf. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us as we broadcast from Black Desert Resort, site of the Bank of Utah Championship, coming up October 1st through the 4th, part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series. And you know what? I think it's a great spot in the schedule, too. When you look at the schedule, Bob, that's coming up, and you look at FedEx Fall, let's get to it, because right after the Tour Championship, they go to the Biltmore Championship in Asheville, and then they got the President's Cup, and then you're coming right into the Bank of Utah Championship. So those guys that are anxious to play, they're going to have had some time off, and then boom, you roll right into Black Desert, and then they go out to Japan. So when you look at that calendar, man, that's kind of the place to be, right? And then you see what Michael Brennan has done this year. And by the way, hats off to him on what a great dub last week. So cool to see him get that win. And
what a great final round, too. Oh, wow. Just great playing.
Really, really good stuff. And he's the defending champ. His dad told me at the U.S. Open, he said Michael's planning on playing at the Bank of Utah Championship. We'll see if that's changed, but right now he said he knows where he came from. He played on a sponsor's exemption, got the win, set him up for this year, and then he capitalized on it, which is awesome, right? I mean, all credit to Michael on how he played this year, but it would be awesome if he did, in fact, come back. It would be a nice thing to see him back here defending as well. But, sitting here at Black Desert, the grandstands and hospitality suites, construction is underway in preparation for October 1st through the 4th for the Bank of Utah Championship here at Black Desert Resort. So super exciting stuff. All right, we talked about or teased coming in that we were going to talk about LIV Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's interesting is in reading the Daily Drive, which, by the way, is great. I love getting the Daily Drive. You wake up and morning read as well. Both of them really, really good stuff. But Bob Harrig was writing about this, what appears to be an ultimatum that has been put forth to LIV golfers if they also want to maintain membership on the DP World Tour.
Right.
Because the Daily Drive reported on Tuesday and the Athletic reported on Wednesday that the players and the representatives have been advised by the DP World Tour that the freedom to play LIV golf without sanctions may not exist in 2027 as part of LIV Golf 2.0. Now, here's the thing that's big with that. The Asian Tour's already broke away, right? So when you talk about LIV, one of the things that was a big discussion point early on was world ranking points, because this keeps these players relevant for major championship play and so forth, and the eligibility requirements to get into some of the big events around the world. And so their affiliation with the Asian Tour was important that way because of the feeder and all that kind of stuff. Well, now that's separated. And so they sort of had mended ties and had an arrangement with the DP World Tour. And they're saying, look, that deal that we extended to, you know, John Rahm and some of the other players earlier, that was not going to be a precedent setting thing. That was sort of a one-time deal. And the reason why the DP World Tour was interested in that, courses, because they want those players playing who are very popular, and they want them playing Ryder Cup.
Yes. And so the interesting thing about this is the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour have this thing called conditional releases. If there is an event being played that week on the DP World Tour or the PGA Tour, and somebody wants to go play somewhere else in the world, or a PGA Tour top guy wants to go play DP World Tour or whatever, they have to get a conditional release, okay? So basically what they're saying is, before, we were letting these guys have conditional releases if the event conflicted with the schedule on the DP World Tour. Now that's out the door. You can't have them. And because of that, that is forcing the hand of the bigger players on the DP World Tour, John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Thomas Dietrich, Andrew Mrock, Victor Perez, David Puig. There's a bunch of them. It's forcing their hands now. And you can guarantee that the PGA Tour on the behind the scenes is pulling the strings, and the DP World Tour is saying, you're not going to get them, and it's going to be worse off for you, and you better jump if you want to have an opportunity to continue to play on the DP World Tour or even work yourself into the PGA Tour.
With that said, what choice do these guys have? I mean, at this stage,
they don't.
Are you going to bet on? Now, I like Scott O'Neill, and you got to tip your cap, because with what he was given to work with, he's done a bang up job. He's a smart guy, but he inherited the sinking ship, right? And he's been now handed all kinds of different obstacles and handcuffs here. So he's trying to work around something that just doesn't have a place. There really just doesn't seem to be a place. One of the solutions that the Daily Drive and Bob Herrick suggested is that maybe they try to fit LIV Golf schedule in around the DP World Tour schedule so that they don't have to be conflicting events. Well,
there's always events.
I don't know where that's going to fit. Like now you're just trying to become this like fit in tour. And to me, that's not what LIV Golf was based on. LIV Golf went all in. They went all in to be the tour, the it tour, the top tour. And they offered the top, they did offer all the top players, but they offered the top players, anyone with star power, insane amounts of money, which many of them took. And hard to argue with that from a monetary standpoint. From a legacy standpoint, there's discussions to be had.
Yeah.
But that was what they were trying to do. They shot the moon. They went all in, okay? And they took the PIF money and they went whoosh, and they just shoved all those gold coins at all these best players and went all in. Well, the problem is after $6 billion, this is where they're at, and PIF says, we can't keep going this direction. And now Scott O'Neill's trying to figure out, what the heck, what do I do? So with that as the background, what are you going to bet on? Like, if you're John Rahm and the players you just mentioned, are you going to bet on kind of a sure thing that the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour already has set up? Or are you going to bet it all on maybe Scott O'Neill and LIV being successful in 2.0? Maybe having enough players to bring in investors to be able to have decent purses? Maybe having more than 10 events at some point in time in the future? Like, that to me seems like a big... That's a big bite to swallow at this stage. Now, how is that different from when LIV first came out? It's different because that money was real and guaranteed through that PIF.
Yep.
And it was ridiculous. It was more than what most of these guys have made in their entire careers, so it's hard to blame them. Guys like Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, you know, some of these guys.
Or even guys coming out.
Or even guys coming out. Like, to say, hey, you could go work your whole career and hope to make this much or hope to be this good, and we're just going to hand it to you? Man, and I don't even have to swing a stick. Like, I don't even have to hole a putt. I just need to show up. Like, that's remarkable, right? And so they took it, and away they went. Now, I think for some of them, they thought they were going to leave their troubles behind. That hasn't necessarily been the case. I mean, look at Sergio Garcia, for instance.
Yep.
It seems like the troubles are still there based on what we saw at the Masters last year and subsequently. So I say all those things to say, yeah, at that point in time, there was some guarantee, and it was money. Guaranteed, real hard, cold hard cash. Right now, I don't see there's really no guarantee. And even if they invest and say the players are going to own it, going to own what?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. And you know, Scott O'Neill, as you said, he took over kind of a ship that had some holes in the hull and was taken on water. And he's worked his tail off to supposedly get an agreed to term sheet with a lead investor of up to $350 million. But also in there is the idea that they have to file bankruptcy first. And you know, what's going to transpire then? Well, all the players are going to be on the outs because they're basically creditors against LIV if they have money left on their contracts. If they don't file bankruptcy, they're going to get them to take ownership. And as you said, what's the ownership? There's not a lot there. Now, if all these guys bolt, then the problem is going to be how much of that term sheet is actual. Is the investor going to want to see these guys and these top names bolt to the DP World Tour? Because now, guess what? You have no product. Basically, it's gone.
Let me give you a good example of that. Scott Van Pelt, pretty successful guy, right? Working for ESPN. Here's the offer. Bob and I are 100% owners of Real Golf Radio.
Yep.
And we are going to offer Scott Van Pelt. We're not sure that we're going to have money to pay him, but we're going to give him most of the ownership of Real Golf Radio if he wants to leave ESPN and come host Real Golf Radio with us. Now, there could be, you know, he's never going to own ESPN. They're not going to offer him this. We're going to offer him a chance to own Real Golf Radio. Okay. But he's going to have to, you know, and by the way, we're going to put a valuation on that given his name. What we're going to be able to do to market Real Golf Radio with Scott Van Pelt is going to be, you know, we're going to really take off way further than what we are right now. Scott would probably love to have some say in his life to be able to have a choice and not be beholden to the mothership of ESPN, right? That could just fire you at any moment. He could have control of all of that. But what's it worth to him? Well, it's not. It's only worth whatever it ends up being worth. There's no guarantee it's worth anything. And so that kind of is an example of saying, hey, it sounds good on paper, but paper don't cash, you know? And so you've got to – I just don't think this whole ownership thing – to me, that's just that's hollow.
Pie in the sky.
Yeah, it's
smoke and mirrors.
Total pie in the sky. Anyway, interesting stuff there. Hey, stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio is coming up next, including our conversation with.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.